It's Eric, a.k.a. Money Shoelaces, a.k.a. Double Knot.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Architect Money, a.k.a. I Am Pay.
Yo, what's up? It's Fat Chew, a.k.a. the Old Surrey Cruz.
And this is a waste of time, but it's the real.
Brat.
All right, so the whole conceit of this podcast
right.
is that, we sold it to a network called Sideshow Network, and they asked for a sort of brief synopsis of what it would be, and we were like, okay.
It's going to be like rappers and all these personalities from New York coming over to our apartment.
On the Upper West Side.
We're going to have a dinner party style conversation.
Right.
But they put out a press release that said just that it was going to be a dinner party.
Oh.
We were like,
well, totally different thing.
Cute, yeah.
Yeah. Now we got to cook.
Right.
And by the way, it was a great reaction online, and we're like, well, we're stuck now.
Right.
So far we've made like...
We've made a salmon and papillote, which is like salmon and parchment paper.
And
you never have to tell me what papillote is?
Okay, yeah.
My father's Mario Batali. So.
Right.
my dad's Mario Batali, so I obviously know what papillote is.
Sure.
It was
delicious.
Yeah. Anyway, so we made that. We made an acorn squash and sausage and red onion and cherry thing.
Also delicious. And for you, we have three choices. And those, by the way,
because everything has always been like crafted to the personalities.
Right.
That
yes.
Come
right.
And for you,
I hope rice pilaf. Is it orzo? Because you know I love orzo.
Really? You could find.
I do
orzo?
Love orzo.
We have three options.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
We have healthy choice beef pot roast. You can inspect that.
Has the word healthy in it, so well, that's now thrown out the window.
We have Weight Watchers Smart Ones Smart Creations.
That has the word smart in it.
Chicken parm.
Okay, and now comes the winner. Yep.
Kid Cuisine Deep Sea Adventure. That's fish sticks. It looks like.
Wait, are the gummies in the same compartment as the fish sticks?
I think so. It's a fish theme.
I think it's like a WD-40 like Wiley Dufresne sort of thing.
This is I see.
Yeah.
Right. This is we're doing a wasabi crusted Kid Cuisine with a ramp yogurt. Yeah. So this one is perfect.
By the way, ramps are in season.
I know they are.
Yeah.
Again, never tell me when ramps are in season. Yeah.
Your dad is Mario.
My grandfather invented the ramp. Yeah. Yeah.
He invented it.
That you grew up
for handicapped people.
I grew up on a ramp
picking
farm.
Them, yeah.
I grew up on a ramp farm outside of outside in the Hudson Valley. Yeah. Totally my family. All the ramps in this area come from my family's farm.
How do you get character if you're not like, you know, digging up ramps? Right?
Exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. That's where I like became the man that I am today. Yeah. I can start from the beginning. It's I was very young. Feel how rough my hands are.
We're gonna have to
That's from ramp farming.
Alright, so we're gonna
it's wrong.
That's what it's wrong.
We're gonna microwave this. Let's see. Cut and remove film from tray. Remove fish sticks. Oh, remove them. All right. Microwave and then replace the fish sticks and stir the macaroni and cheese. And then, microwave for a little bit
There's
more.
There's also a chance we might not make this because it might be too difficult.
I'm going to try it.
It's multi-step.
Yeah.
It's multi-step.
I'm going to try
Who got the fucking acorn squash?
Smoked Dizza.
Oh, Smoke yes. Dizza. Yeah. Well,
I don't think he liked it.
No.
No?
I'm not like shocked.
Yeah.
Right.
Eric and I.
He would have eaten a bong.
Well, he also showed up way late.
Yeah. So it got way cold. It was cold.
Oh, but you are my parents right now. You're going. I was slaving.
We're on the Upper West Side.
I was slaving over the acorn squash.
I wouldn't say that.
Where have you been? Where have you been? You're not here. It's cold. You're sitting. The two of you are just sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Because for effect when he gets here, with the acorn squash.
And it was a lot of this, just like.
Yeah. Right. Everyone's the podcast was super awkward.
Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
Don't show up super late to a dinner party.
Okay, so you and I and Eric were very good friends.
Right,
I've known you for a while.
That's right.
One time you and I walked for 30 blocks.
We did, which is the most cardio I've ever fucking done in my life.
But it was great.
It was really nice, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good conversation.
Totally.
You actually showed me a video that I can never unsee, which is... you showed me a video of your friend Ben Lyons.
Yes.
Rapping.
Oh. Not sure I was supposed to show you that.
On camera.
Right.
He was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he rapped all of Kanye West's Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was the most embarrassing thing
ever.
You
know what's funny about this story is that.
And I told you, I'm sorry. I told you that you need to find new friends. I was actually you cannot
reconsider your entire friend group.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But you haven't. You're still friends with them.
Yes. I actually it's sort of a lot of back and forth and a lot of sleepless nights. It's can you stay friends with a man who intensely raps Kanye's entire verse from Mercy into a cell phone and then sends
it
to you?
While he's driving on the highway.
Totally. And then also I don't think I responded promptly and then he hit me back with a sad emoticon.
Really?
Yeah, follow up. And I still stayed friends with him. So that's a true testament to the fact that I guess if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything.
I feel like you guys are just networking at this point.
Right. No, at this point. I was more offended by that than I would have been. He could have done almost anything. He could have skull-fucked my father, and I would have been like, I will never stop being friends with you over this.
Your father, the ramp king?
My father, the ramp prince. Yeah. He's the ramp king of Poughkeepsie. Yes. But I was like, if you're going to rap to me, in the car. That's
what's the worst thing that anybody's ever sent you?
Well, that's what I was saying is ironic about the story is that I am known amongst people who are in the loop for sending horrible photos and the worst.
The point, and I don't know how other people respond to your texts, but you send me like I think we should like it's like girls pooping like dicks.
Yes.
Like a dick sticking up out of the snow.
Here's like five birthday candles jammed into a dick hole lit on fire. Happy birthday, Jeff. When I see it's your birthday on Facebook.
Right, but these are actual texts that you send me and that show up on my phone like the lock screen.
Correct. Yeah. That's right. Right. Just, well, first of all, don't have your photo show up on the lock screen. Like, what? Are you new here?
I mean, for the record.
What? Like, what?
ASAP Yams would send Jeff like gifts that, you know, of Ja Rule. Like, that's like, okay, acceptable, normal. Like, you are not sending those gifts. No.
But
every single time you send me something, the only way I know how to respond is I just say, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Which, you, by the way, is really great.
Yeah.
Which is really, which is funny because when you were like, you showed me a thing I could never unsee, I assumed you were going to say, oh, it was like a woman shitting out like a pound of gummy bears.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was Ben Lyons rapping Mercy. That's actually, of all the things I've ever sent you, that's the most horrible. And actually, if you want to be on this text list. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Not you. I was talking to the listeners, Jeff.
Yeah.
917-520-2875.
Is that your phone number?
That's my phone number.
That's a real thing?
So you text me, and then I will... But here's the thing, and I'll hear the base ground rules.
Sure.
Every other day or so, you get a horrible photo. And it could be anything. Some of them are GIFs, and it's horrible.
Yeah, wait. How many people do... As of now, how many people...
The list is probably like 50. It's,
really?
Yeah.
I'm not even special.
Well, here's... No... Well, 50 like is that's an intimate group.
Yeah, I guess
that's like a friends and family like Casey Veggie's listening party. That's like a small. You guys know that kind of stuff. That's an intimate thing.
It's a very specific.
Here's the thing, though. No, so the ground rules are this: no droids. Mm-hmm. Okay, like don't come through green texting me because I can't send you gifts.
Right,
droids don't get gifts. Mm-hmm. Like
or gifts.
Are you droids? Don't get gifts. Right. So if you're my doorman, Anthony, you can't be on the text list. What's up, Anthony? He also doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to see like a woman. Like you know,
does
like
he
a dude.
Know what you do?
Oh yes, he knows. Anthony knows what I do.
He
has the biggest droid you could possibly imagine. He watches.
Oh, that's why.
Seasons of House, the show, late night, like during his overnight shift.
He watches House.
Yeah, the show about the doctor, like the angry British doctor.
I get it.
You know that show from Fox 5? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's watched every season on his phone
from Fox HD 5.
right.
And by the way, the reason that Eric is not as present on this podcast as usual is because
he's slaving.
He's cooking.
I'm concentrating.
Yeah, he's making this kids' cuisine.
Right.
Thing.
It's not as easy as you would think.
It's really not.
Try being a mother, people.
I'm just
seriously. You guys are such strong single mothers. Honestly, you really are. So,
can I tell you? So I have a good Fat Jew story, which is that. You were on a podcast that we did a few years ago called Hype Men. While you were here, you made me cry laughing. Actually, I have a few stories. Afterwards, the best is that we got in this long, long, long conversation, which we didn't even touch upon on air, which was that you interned for WFAN.
Yes.
And I started saying
Sports
names
radio.
Yeah, that you would like only know if you were just like obsessed with WFAN, which I was.
Right.
Like Eddie Skazarian. You're just like, well... That's it. Like, I got to go. This
no,
is too
much. It was too crazy.
Yeah.
I was horny. I was scared. Like, there were so many emotions during that podcast.
But what you did tell us on the podcast was that at one point you ran into Janine Garofalo down in the Village, I think.
Yep.
And you can tell right now.
Right. Janine Garofalo, I had like a thing when I was like trying to. I was basically like, you know, I guess I was on the Z list and I was like trying to like make some waves, you know, and like get my name out there.
Yep.
And I was putting celebrity phone numbers on Twitter.
Sure.
And I stole this girl's SIM cards when SIM cards were like still a thing. She was a model who I was like not fucking. And I stole her SIM card. She was Brazilian. And I took her SIM card, plugged it into my phone, and it was a treasure trove of celebrity phone numbers. Like I had everybody's phone. Like, I don't know what, which is fun. It's like Janine Garofalo. This kid's cuisine smells insane.
It smells so bad.
It literally smells like a corpse filled with Branzino.
I'm actually gagging. Like, it smells so gross.
What I imagine a homeless dude's dick smells like. Honestly, it's like sour, kind of. Children eat this? By the way, I'm eating this 1,000%.
Zero chance.
I might try the macaroni and cheese.
Do you have any sauce for me to dip the fish sticks in?
No, but we do have. Smells terrible.
Macaroni and cheese is poison. It's literal poison.
Sorry, let me put the fish in there. The gummy fish.
Oh, okay. Put the gummies in. Yes, that's fine. I was down for that. The end of that story is that I plugged it in, I put celebrity phone numbers on, and people were very pissed because thousands of kids, like runaways and whoever follows me on Twitter, thousands of kids started prank calling these people.
Right.
And one of them was Garofalo, which is, by the way, I don't know why this Brazilian model had Garofalo's number, because it was mostly like sexy celebs.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like Mark.
Are you saying about Janine?
She said she's not a sex... Like, Janine Garofalo has the sex appeal of a fire at an elementary school for people with special needs. Kids running, being like, I'm scared. Like, imagine how not of a boner you would have during
if
that.
If Janine Garofalo was one of these elements, what would she be?
In the
kids' cuisine.
Honestly, the poisonous macaroni. Like, she ran up on me in the West Village and was like, you fucking put my number on Twitter. Like, you're a fucking... I was so stoned. Like, this gummy is so in my teeth.
I can't believe that you just ate that. I mean, that's the least offensive part.
Do you have sauce?
What kind of sauce?
Like ketchup? Like,
anything. Yeah. Oh, you don't want just dry...
Wait, no, just dry.
Dry chicken nuggets?
Do you have like a... Okay, yeah, okay.
Oh, man, the remnants of... Man, we have not...
Do you have anything else? You have mustard? Do you have anything that's not the ketchup? I don't know if you could hear that sound, but that thing is empty. That's all juice, ketchup juice. So Janine Garofalo runs up to me. I'm stoned out of my mind. She's like, you're a fucking dick. She's with like some dude with a beard named like Brian being like, seriously, not cool, dude. Not cool. Like, they both listen to NPR like you do. And I'm like, I can't stop laughing, which is exacerbating the situation.
Sure.
She's like, you're starved for attention. And I'm going, no fucking shit, Garofalo.
Yeah.
I got a fucking huge afro and a neon colored tracksuit. Like, of course I'm fucking starved for attention. And Brian's just going, seriously, dude, honestly, no respect for people. Like, you're a fucking fame whore. And I'm like, Brian, I know, dude.
So you tell this story on here and it kills. It's just amazing, right? And then... And by the way, we know, and we probably didn't tell you at the time, that our management at the time was Janine Garofalo's management.
Was Janine Garofalo?
What's that? No.
Janine Garofalo was your manager.
It was, yeah, basically. But, and...
Oh, no.
Wait, how is that fish stick?
This is really nice, actually. It has, like, a complexity of flavors you wouldn't expect it to have. I have a super mature palate.
Yeah.
A lot of flavors.
How does it mix with the...
With the gummies?
With the gummy fish.
Hold on. Really?
Oh, like my stomach is actually.
Here we go.
Yeah, let me.
Here
really,
we go.
A
little Grey Poupon on top.
Hold on.
This is. I don't like this.
Fat Jew is the king of brunch, and this is like it's brunch somewhere, right?
I also don't like that you're watching me as you chew.
I'm gonna shit my pants 1,000%. I'm gonna have like a volcanic anus. Ugh. A volcano.
Oh.
Mm.
I know. Name my new restaurant.
So one day...
So your management.
Yeah, so we had comedic management who represented like Patton Oswalt and Janine Garofalo and Wyatt Cenac and
Vinny from Jersey Shore.
And like Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Al Gore.
So Jeff was under the weather and I went to go take a meeting where I was going to meet Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny goes... Vinny's running late. And so we had just done this podcast and I say to our old manager, I was like... She's like, how was your, you know, weekend? And I was like, I had the greatest podcast ever. We had this guy on. He was just hilarious. And he told, like, every amazing story. He told us about, like, the end of the internet. It was the greatest hour and a half of my life. And she was like, really? Who is it? And I was like, his name is Fat Jew. And right then I remembered the Janine Garofalo thing. And she was like, really? Is it the same Fat Jew that ran up on or got run up on by Janine in the Village or something like that? And I was just like... Maybe there's two? Maybe there's two.
It's a different guy.
Yeah.
It's right.
Yeah. Anyway, that meeting, by the way, our manager had asked us, because Vinny was looking to get into comedy.
Right.
As in, like, do stand-up and everything.
He has, like, a huge dick, right?
So, well. Yeah. So they wanted us to do a song, write a song for him, because he was tired of going to the club and them playing Pauly D music as he walked in.
Mm-hmm.
How is the macaroni and cheese?
It's honestly, it's like a fucking tour de force of taste.
I don't trust your palate. I'm serious. No,
dude, I'm serious.
You're telling me, like, oh, it's so refined. Meanwhile, you're eating like sludge from like the corner pocket over here.
It honestly, it's better than I thought it was gonna be.
Just trying to see if there's any warnings on
you guys are like my like Haitian nannies.
like rat poison.
They eat your dinner. I put you on timeout.
Would you say this is a not to eat deep sea adventure?
Yeah, it's deep sea adventure. Okay. So Vinny
calls us down, and he was tired of walking into Paulie D's music at the club, right. And so they Jersey Shore were problems. Like, "Hey, yeah. can you write a song with him?"
Mm-hmm. And so we brought in some ideas, and they were good. And they, what are you spitting out?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe there was an eyelash. There was an eyelash in the
more
macaroni.
Like a demon.
What is?
Can we sue?
I made a wish on the eyelash that I found in my macaroni.
Okay. I don't think eyelash is in the ingredient.
It's not part of it. Okay. You guys added that.
So we brought in some ideas, and then Vinny was like, "Nope, we have a better idea. We'd like you to do a song about the one thing that." You know, was a consistent thing from season 1 to 2. And I'm looking and I'm like, are you talking about Vinny's big dick?
Oh,
and they were
shit.
Like, yes.
And so we wrote a song with Vinny.
Called?
I mean, for Vinny. It was called Girls Like Me Like I Got a Huge Dick.
Right. Totally straightforward.
No, I mean, like, you know,
it's
you
good.
Know how we do.
Yeah.
And so, and the song is great. He actually came up to the studio and he sang it like, it was intended as a rap, but he was like, I don't really feel comfortable rapping. How about I sing it? And he sounds like Mike Posner on it.
So we have that.
Right.
We can play it for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would love that for me to be my ringtone.
Yeah. For sure.
Just
for
like
sure.
My big dick. Yeah. Is it like, how does he kind of sing it?
Not like that.
Nothing
maybe
like,
you should have been in the studio.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Would have been
I
a totally
something like yeah. exciting.
I honestly, I actually have a better voice than yeah. Than
but
you
not
would,
a big dick.
You would think. Do you want to hear me sing a weekend song?
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
Let me see that ass. Look at all this cash.
That was wow. That wasn't terrible.
No, if I close my eyes,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like your hair is almost the same as his.
Yeah.
And put you on another level. Get you dancing with the devil. Take a shot of this.
Right?
Wait.
I'm saying.
Is this what you record and send to Ben Lyons?
Let's send me singing The Weeknd. Totally. Okay.
When The Weeknd like had that whole thing where he was like, oh, I'm not going to show anyone like, you know, an image of myself. I'm just going to like stay in the shadows
right,
and
right,
remain
right.
mysterious. Did you think that was your chance?
I was like, I could. Right, yeah. People think, yeah. We have the same voice.
Yeah.
I could be The Weeknd.
Sure.
Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. So our brother Dan.
Wait, by the way,
yeah.
Have you seen Vinny's dick, or this is
no.
still all?
No. This was just
it's,
yeah.
yeah.
Like he's got
like
a burrito in his pants. Like he's got a flesh
well,
cannon.
Allegedly.
Have you spoken to Snooki? Yeah. Have you met Snooki?
No, she actually the other day wrote on Twitter, just spent like an hour and a half looking at the fat Jewish Instagram, and now I'm dead. Yeah, that was the tweet.
You killed
Arkell Snooki.
Yo,
Arkell Nicole Polizzi.
That's the apex right there.
Yeah, Eric,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Eric brought this up the other day. He goes, you can tell how long a person.
There's a delineation between like whether you're a real fat Jew fan or whether you're new
right.
by how they refer to you. Because so many people were just
that's
like,
right.
oh yeah, we're having fat Jew on, and they're like, oh, the fat
the
Jewish.
Fat Jewish.
And
yeah.
we're like, I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. but you're sort of new. Like this
oh, yeah.
is like
totally.
we've like, known fat Jew for like 5 years.
No,
like,
no new friends.
I know.
Right?
Yeah,
like, from
yeah.
that song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The song, yeah.
Also, people seem to think fat Jewish is like more palatable and less offensive. Mm. Like people now feel totally okay. They're but, like fat Jewish, but before they'd be like, I'm fat Jew. Like
you're in my phone as fat space Jew, and so
right.
it just shows up when I'm texting you at, or when I'm getting these horrible texts
as fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who call me that,
but your doorman you said calls you Jew.
A lot of people just call me Jew, but that can be awkward because you'll be in the street, be like Jew, and then people
like,
are like, "Oh my god, like we're in Poland."
You know,
like,
it's like,
this is scary.
It's like Chink's drugs, where you're like, "I can't use either of these words."
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
What can I call you? I mean, you are my friend. I just don't know what to call you.
Well, actually, what do you write on your tax
returns? My tax returns,
yeah.
Jew, yeah, Jew, comma fat.
Yeah, okay. yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. No, but for profession, or is that Jew, comma fat?
I don't know whether I should embrace it or not because I guess it's like less scary, like. I did an interview.
By the way, it's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
What you're doing to
this? You're eating the kernels of corn.
Just because this isn't a video podcast, yeah. I'm literally eating kernels of corn with my fingers, just staring at Jeff directly in the face.
But you're not just like eating them. You're like, it's almost like a suction. Like you're vacuuming them.
I think the term is enjoying them. I think.
Yeah. And now you're moaning.
Do you mean having a nice time? Yeah. That's because I'm tired. Because I'm so fat. I'm a human Shrek. Like just sitting here makes me tired. Yeah.
You're the one that's saying that. I actually don't think that. I think you could be fatter.
I agree. Actually, people say that to me a lot.
You look a little skinnier than I think the last time you saw.
You guys stop.
Come on.
Keep going.
Come on.
Keep going. I need constant.
Maybe it was that 30 block walk.
I need constant validation. Right.
Whoa. I did. Yeah.
That's right.
I did hear a story where you said that you were in the gym.
Yeah. When?
On the Hot 97 thing.
Oh, like, but hanging at the gym.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not at the gym. No, I'm like.
You went as a, like, it was like a group activity.
Yeah, no, we had chill. That's what I'm saying. I go and chill, hang out, a lot of
drink
laughs.
Some brews.
Totally. Just chill with the fellas, with a Z. Yeah.
What do you think was the real turning point, by the way? Do you think it was the, when you did the city bike, like, workout thing?
That definitely, video? Like, put white girls into my lane. Like 1,000 girls named Lauren were like, this is my life, this is my life, this is literally my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that. And when, like, I honestly think Instagram, because, you know, Zuckerberg, because, you know, I got kicked off Instagram for, like, a third time because I didn't understand how to do it because I was, like, putting up fucked up, like, the stuff I send you. And then I don't know if you know this, but I protested outside Instagram's offices.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, Zuckerberg, you Jew Pharaoh, like, stop fucking holding me down. But then I realized Zuckerberg was kind of helping me because dicks, like, photos of like birthday candles jammed into a giant black dick are not, you can't make money off that.
Right.
You can. Yeah. But it's a totally different scene.
It's like, it's a parlor trick.
This speaks to how forward thinking Mark Zuckerberg really is.
Totally. Yeah. So now it's like, I signed a baby recently. Like, there was like 7-year-old white women.
With like permanent marker?
Correct. With a Sharpie.
That seems dangerous.
How'd that feel to you?
I felt weird about it. At first, I was like, no.
No, how'd it literally feel?
Oh, like, literally. Yeah, the actual feel felt really nice. Yeah, yeah, baby, baby was soft. Yeah, beautiful hands.
Weirdly hairy.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Baby had a full beard. It was weird, like a man bun. Yeah, it was totally weird. But now it's like a lot of like 70-year-old like sloshed white women like drinking goblets of white wine. Your stuff is hilarious. Which, like, the last time I was on this podcast was not a demographic. Before, it was mostly like runaway Dominican goths.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, you know,
like
sure.
More alt.
Very, right. Like 34th to 33rd Street.
Totally, yes. Like, right, totally. Yeah. Are you like a Serbian who's addicted to coke and hangs out at Cinnabon? Like really, like a lot of specificity in terms of the fan base. But now it's gone much wider.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. I'm out of just goth Dominican tranny runaways outside of
how's
the Port
Thanksgiving
Authority.
Now? Like, are you more understood by your family? Or?
No, I. Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Family. Remember them?
Actually, my family,
do they love you now?
They do love me now. Well, because they're Jews, you know? They were like, my dad like had a beard and like lived in, like my dad was born in Russia and like had a beard when he was 4 and like, you know, like worked in a factory. So he's like, you can get paid for like wearing like a thong made of beef jerky and like hanging out with like a Hispanic celebrity. Like he doesn't understand why any of this would pay money.
Sure.
So it kind of blew his mind. But now that like there's, and I have employees. I have interns who get college credit. I give dental insurance to humans.
Crazy.
I have employees who get dental insurance for me. So now they're like, I have a son again.
Yeah.
However, side note here, I'm about to re-alienate them.
Oh.
Because
you're putting out this book.
So this book coming out, and in the book, I actually kept most people out of it. It's not like a tell-all. Because Because like I'm not.
Yeah, what do you put in there about me?
Yeah, there's a whole, right, there's a, it's called the most Jewish person I know. Yeah. And I'm like, there's a guy I know who's so Jewish.
How Jewish is he?
He does key bumps of Claritin. Yeah, like literally. No, I like basically talk, like for example, chapter 2 of the book is called My Mom Fucked Shel Silverstein. So the child's author, which is true.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah. So like in like 1970, like, you know, she was in a cafe on Prince Street. I think she lived upstairs and her rent was probably like $1 a month, you know.
Sure.
Soho was so reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And he was in like a mustard turtleneck. She was in a mustard turtleneck. He like read her a poem and she was like, she was just like, fuck me.
Yeah.
My butt.
Yeah.
So
the sidewalk ends in her butt.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Her vagina's a giving tree. So all of like this kind of shit gets aired out. So Thanksgiving is about to get a lot worse.
Wow.
Yeah, it got better, about to get worse.
Can you pay them off?
Yes, probably. I mean, yeah.
Get them dental insurance. Wait, do they know already or no? Is this like a surprise?
My parents live in Santa Fe and are like weird like swingers. Mm-hmm. They like do pottery now. They were like normal Jews, Upper West Side Jews before. Now they're like, you know, wear like pre-ripped denim cowboy boots and like dream catchers and like hang out with guys with silver ponytails named Philip. And
yeah,
they're swinging. I actually have to fly out there so we can like have a talk.
Really?
Because I don't want the book to come out. And then just like...
This isn't a Skype talk?
No. Got to do this IRL. This can't be done URL. This has to be IRL. Yeah, that's how the kids talk, Jeff.
No, I mean, like, it's a very cool thing to say URL.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But like, so they haven't heard any of the interviews that you've been giving.
No, they don't listen. Like,
they're not regular Hot 97 listeners?
No, you know, my parents don't love... Well, since Mr. C left. Yeah, my parents are huge Mr.
They're
C fans.
Radio 103.9.
Yes, they've moved.
The dial.
What about your brother?
My dad listens to 1010 Wins in the car like it's music. Like, up with the bass up.
Nice.
And it'll be like, dun 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 dun. And he's on some, They're like a woman in Yonkers. Like, a fire rages in Yonkers. My dad's like, it's a gal. Yeah. He listens to news radio like it's actual radio.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so
you were 1010's family, huh?
We were. Why? What were you?
Oh, 880.
No.
Yes. Yep.
Never.
On the 8.
Yeah.
The whitest beef ever. Like your family listens.
You and Janine Garofalo.
Yeah. No, they're head to head. They're head to head. Janine Garofalo listens to 880, by the way. So
let's be clear, we listen to 660 WFAN.
Yeah, we all do. We definitely all do. By the way, if you really wanted to get at me right there, you would have said 1010 loses.
Woo!
Right? Like 1010. Like,
wait, explain it.
Okay. Yeah. So the name of the station is 10. It's WINS.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like their radio call sign. Mm-hmm. But that spells wins. So it's 1010 wins.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could have been like 1010 loses. And then I would have been like, what? And then I would have had to leave.
You would have had to, yeah.
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 We can't redo this. Yeah. It's not a dress rehearsal, Jeff. This is life. You can't steal
it. Podcast, life.
You're now losing. Yeah, you've now.
1010 loses.
You just like can't get the cadence, right? 1010 loses. And I'm like, it's not as effective when you do it like that. 1010 loses. Like, no, still no.
So you and I, you reached out to me.
Yeah.
Years ago to hang out.
Oh, we're going to talk about like a vulnerable.
Yeah.
This is very intimate.
Yeah. You reached out and you said that you wanted me to come over to your. And it's like out of nowhere, by the way. We hadn't talked in like probably like a while, but you reached out and you said that you wanted me to come over to watch State Property 2.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's called the Play Date, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I fully understand.
Okay.
I could not tell if it was a joke.
Did I say JK? No, I was being... First of all, you don't hit up another guy and be like, do you want to come over and watch either State Prop 1, State Prop 2, what's the other one?
Streets is Watching?
No,
I don't know.
No, the one with Cam.
Titanic.
Titanic. Remember when Cam was in Titanic? Yeah, Memento. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Memento. No, Paid in Full.
Yeah.
You don't just like call a guy over and do that. So you thought I was kidding.
I thought you were kidding. And I also thought it was weird because it was like late at night and you were... It was like... Definitely like a Saturday night,
yep.
Like 11 o'clock or like 1 in the morning or something. Something in like a weird, like...
Had a 1 in it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm like, oh, I don't know what this is.
Right.
And so you were actually offended by it.
I wasn't offended. I was upset because it could take me years to ask another man. Eric, would you like to come watch State Property in my house?
If you had Streets is Watching.
I do. On Laserdisc. I do. Yeah, so I reached out. I made myself vulnerable.
Right.
And you...
I did respond. I think I just laughed it
you
off.
You actually responded very promptly for like 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night on Facebook. By the way, the worst part about this story is that I reached out via Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Oh, was it via
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The State Prop 2.
I thought you might have texted me.
Most of the dicks on fire, though. Yeah. Like a man injecting human shit into his own urethra. That's over text.
You are one of the few people I Facebook chat with.
Yeah. No,
it's like a cool thing to admit.
Yeah, I know. I've really tried to open myself up to you, dude. It's not that easy for me. I don't. It takes me a long time to ask people to watch videos with me.
I still might say no.
No, I
like
feel.
Today,
by the way, in all this conversation, you still haven't been like, well, guess what? Yeah. Now I'm ready.
Yeah.
You're still saying
my sleeping bag is packed and I am ready to go. My doorman says I can go.
Make sure you have Cheez-Its and cheese nips.
Yeah, would you provide actual food instead of like the garbage that we serve you?
My snack game is insane because I only eat snacks, which is why I'm a gigantic fat person. Yeah, I don't eat meals.
You announced when you came over here that between the Rosenthal boys, our brother Dan is your favorite.
Yeah,
Our brother Dan, who used to work for the Yankees, now works for Madison Square Garden. And Dan, who knew that you were coming over today, had one request, which was that he wanted us to bring up this idea that Jeff came up with. And see what your reaction is, because we'll explain how we feel
about
it.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
Thank you, by the way, for lighting all these candles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there's like 150 candles in here.
I mean...
Is that why it smells like macaroni and cheese through a butt?
Okay, I want to feel your vision.
Okay. Do you know what joofs are?
Mm-mm. Okay, well, it's a term that Jeff created.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, that's why I don't know. because you made it up yesterday? Yeah, and I wasn't with you.
No, actually, Jeff made it up back in 2011.
Okay.
And I have an email that we sent to Complex because we had an idea for them, which was to roll out around Christmas. Because, you know, they would do all these lists over at Complex, and that was how they made their money.
Do you know the Complex's list?
No, I've never seen that.
Top 10 reasons.
Right. The top 10 times.
Yeah,
right.
Complex has done the list.
Right.
So we wanted to do the top 25 Jewish rap spoofs.
Right.
Do you know what... Okay. Here's the thing.
Joofs.
Yes.
Joofs.
Jewish spoofs. Online. Every, like, Passover and Hanukkah.
Cypher, don't get gas! I'm just going to do random Hot 97 things as I see. Yeah.
Killer drop.
This is Jaimin Hansu, and you're listening to Total Waste of Time with the Rosenthal Brothers.
This is Ray Romano, and you're listening to Total Waste of Time with the two out of the three Rosenthal Brothers, not the one with the milky white Barada skin.
This is Meph Tikal. Yeah, podcast. Yeah, I can do all the drops. So you don't need celebrities.
Oh no, this is great.
Do the jail cell like closing, like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
D block shut down.
Keith Slay shouting out all the jail.
None of us are ever going to jail.
No,
it doesn't. It just doesn't sound fun.
So we wrote.
Anyway, so Jewish spoofs, every like Passover and Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. People, these Jews, they put up
like Jewish
things.
Acapella groups. Yeah. You know them. You've seen them.
Do you know how much I talk about this?
They're the.
I'm so happy you're here.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Here's what we wrote. Yeah. We said Jews by nature are ingrained with generations of guilt and angst. With the advent of GarageBand, YouTube, and inexpensive video cameras, though, young Jewish Americans in great numbers have somehow ignored those nerves, self-doubt, and their mother's warnings, and produced Jewish spoofs or joofs. These Jewish weird owls put the stereo in stereotypes. Singing and rapping about large noses, making money, and pointing out that there are eight nights of Hanukkah, all to the tune of your formerly favorite songs. Much to the surprise of doubting Aunt Molly's and Cousin Aaron's, Joofs are big business in the viral world.
I have an Aunt Aaron, which is also weird. Yeah.
Racking up millions of YouTube plays, national television appearances, and even performing for the President of the United States. Jews in the music business, who would have thought? This Christmas, while the world shuts down, all of your Gentile friends can celebrate Jewish traditions. Take some time to check out how the Jewish community celebrates theirs.
I'm telling you something right now. I have, first of all, number one, beautifully written email.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like they didn't do this list.
Yeah. Okay. Right. They were like, ooh, we'd like to run this, but we want to do 23 times, 23 Jordans that have laces. Right?
It's a very appropriate number, by the way. I feel like you, it's a real list, probably.
Oh, I said 23.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I didn't even mean to do that.
Oh, yeah, it just came off the top.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, it was off the top.
Did they turn that down, too?
That was killer, actually. That was a double. That was like a double entendre.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's pronounced double entendre.
Just like you say Cinnabon?
Yes, Cinnabon. Is that not how it's pronounced?
Ten wins.
Ten wins. Listen to me. I want to say something, and I want to be serious for a minute, because I'm rarely serious. I cannot fucking tell you how hard I fucking connect with what you're saying right now. Yes. I feel like we're all on Molly, and we're all peeking at the same time, and I feel like I straight up could straight up triple kiss the both of you like it's fucking spring break, because I talk about Jews love schlock parody. They can't stop doing it.
No, but not these Jews.
No. But we get lumped in with that.
Yeah, so like the worst.
So when I was in a rap group, and I'm sure you guys, as being current people who are in the hip hop game.
Yeah, yeah.
This you get stigmatized with this constantly.
Yes.
So I went to a Brooklyn Nets game. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
With a diamond dealer I know,
Brooklyn
which
Nets.
By the way, I'm just feeding
that's,
into other
that's real Jewish.
These
yeah.
are other Jew yeah. stereotypes. Because yeah. right? because the only people who hang out at like Brooklyn Nets games, in case you've never been to Barclays, are Hasids.
Yep.
Israelis, mm-hmm. black guys who are networking, mm-hmm. and like weird Russians.
Mm-hmm. And well, that old Graf guy who died.
Thanks, Eric.
Who had one leg, right?
Buzzkill, yes. Yeah. And the one-legged dude who was like a Nets fanatic. Okay, so here's the thing. So I go to a Nets game, right? I've never been. First of all, the Barclays looks like a horrendous nightclub. Like, with the lights turned on. It looks like the end of a night at One Oak. Okay? Every moment is the end of the night.
Started at Derby.
It literally, yes.
Ended at Barclays.
Okay, so I'm basically like, I notoriously fucking hate these people, and I talk about it all the time. So as if God himself, fucking Hashem, is watching over, okay? They're like, welcome. They're like, to like Jewish Heritage Night. And I was like, no, I do not want this, okay?
Of all days,
yeah. I have to come to the
Why
Jewish
is
Heritage
that night
Night.
Different to Jews love schlock parody.
Cypher, don't get gassed. Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex
That's
Night.
That's when the real fun begins. Hard to get a ticket to.
Okay, so I'm like, oh no, I don't want this. This is going to like this. This is just no. So halftime comes, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, oh no, is this going to be like a thing? And who runs out? Center court, full scale performance. Okay. I throw my latkes yes. in the air yes. sometimes, singing a dreidel,
yeah. spin the dreidel,
and I swear to God, I left. Which is crazy because it was halftime, right? And I never leave games early. I literally left. The next thing you know, I was at a Starbucks on Atlantic Avenue, and I was furious. I was seething because they came out and people were like, "Yes, we love this." They did latkes, like they changed the words, you know.
The worst. That's
the literal. And you know what? It's crazy how long ago this started, which was like, it's been like 30 years of this shit.
Horrible. Yeah.
But with rap specifically, because before that, they would like parody songs. Right. You know, they'd be like, I am Jewish and I love to eat money. Like, hey, yeah. They were doing the shit.
Matzah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, my dad's a podiatrist or whatever. In the 60s, 70s, 80s, then rap came along. Yep. Now in the mid 80s, it turned into like, oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Like, it's like a sauna in here. Like, it's like two live Jews.
Fuck that.
And now it won't, but it won't end.
It won't. No. Yo, here's just some of the ones that
just,
we found.
Just a taste.
Okay.
By the way, I need like a fucking Valium. Do you have like...
Are you doing a Jewish spoof?
I also need a Zantac because that poison macaroni is giving me the most raging fucking acid reflux.
Is the song that you just sang, was that Dynamite by Teo Cruz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Candlelight. Yeah, that was Teo Cruz. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jewish state of mind.
Oh my God.
Kosher face.
No.
Yep.
That's like poker face. Yep.
I got it. Please never
who
do that.
Who can forget
again.
the black and yellow? Black and Jewish.
Black and Jewish. That was a chick, right?
I mean, Kelly Hawk and Katrina Graham.
It was chicks.
Yeah.
Spitting bars of horrendousness.
This one was awful. Jewish and you know it.
No, please,
yep.
I can't.
And the video was horrible too.
I can't.
It was just shot in Israel.
But that's actually my favorite one, I think.
Really?
Oh. You know what? This
is how we're Jewish.
Oh. This Passover, we saw two Uptown Funk.
This is how we're Jewish.
Yep.
We saw two Uptown Funk ones.
No.
Two of them.
I couldn't be any less. I have a filter now set on my internet.
Do you know what the worst part is? So Eric and I follow this Upper West Side blog.
And called West Side
one of them
Rag
was on it,
yeah,
no,
and that's how I found out about it. I was so proud to tell Dan about it though.
It was the worst.
Oh.
And then we found a second one that night.
There's so little that upsets me. I'm upset by almost nothing.
No,
like
but,
there are actual like things that people are devastated by, and I'm like, I'm kind of fine with it.
All right.
Like whatever that
like
may be,
hurricanes or yeah,
totally.
Right. Yeah, you're fine with that.
Like when Bush made the hurricane.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying. Like I'm eating snacks.
So,
but this. Seething.
Jeff and I went to a Peter Rosenberg was hosting this thing for MTV2. They were shooting a pilot down on the Brooklyn side of the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had it was, I forget exactly what it was. They had a boxing ring.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And
so we this guy comes over, like, and he wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to be like everybody who worked in the show
crew and
was
us
supposed to get lunch, and this guy somehow like siphoned himself onto it.
You came for the free lunch.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This guy was a contestant on the show.
Oh whatever.
It was a game show, and he was a contestant on it.
Anyway, he explains himself.
He ends up sitting next to us.
Right. He tells us out of nowhere that he is the Craigslist hustler.
He calls himself the Craigslist hustler.
I'm actually not mad at that.
Okay.
Am I supposed to be mad? Because
no,
I'm feeling it.
No. He goes,
you're doing a bad job of making me not feel him.
He's talking about how he is the Craigslist hustler. He goes on there and he will hustle people out of money.
So basically, like, anybody who's like, hey, like, I want.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was like selling microwaves and like soil. No, he actually like hustles people.
Yeah.
Not so, hustles, like works hard, like sells weird stuff.
No.
Oh, okay.
He also will go on and find different
he'll do like shitty gigs, but he'll do like surveys and he'll be like, oh, like, I'm looking for Black women in their 60s who deal with psoriasis or something, you know, or something like that.
He was like, check.
I am all three of those boxes. Like, I am my name is like,
and
you know.
He like shows up. He's like, my name's Gladys.
Yeah.
And like, my scalp itches. And then he shows up and he's a Black man.
No. Yeah. Oh, no. He's a white.
He's a white man.
A white Jewish man.
Who's like 23.
Something like that. I think he's older than that.
By the way,
now he is, but
still doing a bad job of making me not feel him because he sounds great.
This is...
Still don't hate him.
This, until now...
Here we go. Here comes the hate.
This is what he sent to us. Oh, no. We saw it one day.
Oh, my God.
Got a little beats. Holla at me.
Oh, my God. I know him. His name is...
Oh, my God.
I know him. I know this guy. I know that song. Oh, my God. We're friends on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's like a bit part actor.
He is.
He's like, yo, huge day. Like, out to dinner, have a seafood with my mother. Like, just fucking landed a part as, like, cop getting coffee number one on CSI Denver. Like, yo, huge day. Like, if you grind, you can achieve your dreams. It's like acting. Wait, and he goes, oh, right. And he goes to, like, focus group.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. And I know that video.
Yeah.
And by the way, I hate him so much. Like, so
you
much.
You were so fine with him. You were on board.
I was so, because I thought, oh, my God.
Yes.
And I remember when that came out. Have you ever seen, by the way, that was an amazing moment. That, I can't believe I knew him. That, oh, my God. That was an incredible moment in
the
our lives.
The look.
We just all peaked on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're coming down.
Yeah.
So are we not really going to the aquarium tomorrow, or those plans were fake? Or
I am not hanging out with you to watch State Prop.
You said you would. Like, but I was on Molly, dude. Have you ever, there's actually a great one. I don't want to, like, rep for a parody, but this like, Israeli girl did a Miley Cyrus We Can't Stop. You have to watch it. It is the craziest video. She's like on top of like Mount Sinai being like, Jews won't stop. So like, we're an independent recognized state. And like, the cop, you have to watch
it. Oh my God.
I'm recommending it to all people.
Yes.
And then she did a Wrecking Ball one too. That so good.
Is that about like the wall between the
something like that.
The wailing wall.
I came in like a wailing wall. And they're really good. Because she's like, may have like autism.
Oh my
God. It's more interesting than anything. But anytime dudes are rapping like that, yo.
I'm a Jew. It doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't even rhyme. You can't say, I'm a Jew.
You have more respect for, to be honest, I'm Jewish and you know it.
Yeah.
Definitely. If the words rhyme, I'm slightly down. You know what I mean?
I actually like that.
Like, Jewish doesn't rhyme with yellow.
He took out all nuance. He just went straight to it. He was just like, you want to know what? Like, I'm a Jew.
I'm going to say this, you're going to be like, no, that's not true. But I would rather deep throat a Haitian construction worker than watch the all 3 minutes and 20 seconds of that video.
I'm going to say it's not true.
I'm not going to just like call my bluff. A guy walks in, he's like... A dude walks in a hard hat with a metal lunchbox. He's like, time to put your money where your mouth is.
You were in another movie with Marc Maron, right?
I was.
Wait, but
I
it was. The cast was insane.
It's one of the most insane casts.
Eve, Meta World Peace.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Dustin Diamond,
yeah.
Who's now, I think, in jail for stabbing
him. No, I think that everybody loves him.
Dustin Diamond?
Yeah.
Yes. He's a national treasure.
Yeah.
He really is. Yeah, Dustin Diamond, like the guy from, like some people from How to Make It in America.
Okay.
Yo, Chris Benoit C gonna change our lives, man. Yo,
not Kid Cudi.
Yo, Japanese denim. No, not Scott. I call him Scott. Scott. See, you guys aren't like as guys. When you become like a big celeb,
sure.
You only refer to people by first. Like when you said Emma Roberts, I was thinking Emma.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Sure. Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. And like, and you also
I just call her M.
M. Right. Totally.
By the way, just to sort of like clear things up. Just
yeah.
To,
Ma.
I, Ma.
Right.
Just to clear things up, you hung out with Dustin Diamond, who is in jail.
Yes.
We hung out with Max B, who is now in jail. So
right, okay.
Yeah,
so
we all hang out with people who are in jail.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's a thing that we do. D-block.
Yeah.
I would be... Yeah, totally. So I was in that movie, and Eve was my love interest. Yeah.
Really?
That was crazy bad.
So
and we had a makeout scene, and they cut it because I was so awkward. Which
really?
Is funny because I'm on the internet.
Wait, was it just like a lot of lips or a lot of tongue?
It was a lot of lips.
Okay.
A lot of lips. But here's the thing. The director comes up to me and he's like, I don't understand. Like, you literally run around you're on the internet in like a thong made of prosciutto.
Right.
And
yeah.
Like, you and basically.
So why are you being so bashful?
You're literally, all you're doing is kissing a woman on the lips. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm freaking out. Yeah. Like, I got.
But
yeah.
It wasn't like a peck. It was a makeout scene.
Oh yeah, we were like no. Yeah, yeah.
Was the chemistry just on screen?
Yes. She thinks I'm like human Shrek.
Did you
like? She thinks I'm an actual cartoon character. She's so nice though.
Did you see her paw print tattoos?
No, actually. So I actually like I rewrote a lot of my lines from the movie. It's called improv, you guys.
Okay.
So I like redid the lines.
Oh,
yeah. So
I see what you did there. Yes, and.
Yeah, tell us more.
So yes,
about
and
your profession.
So I,
sir,
it's my craft. So I said, here's something fun I want to do. If I fall in love with her in the movie, because that's what happens in the movie, I'm gonna get Paul, right. Because how can you not?
Sure.
She smells like brand new leather and fresh fruit. I'll get paw print tattoos in the movie, and then we can have like matching tattoos. That'll be like a funny thing that happens. Like, oh, I'm in love with her. I'm gonna get matching tattoos.
Right.
Then they're like, no, see that we love that so much, but. The paw prints get airbrushed out because we want you to forget that she's Eve and really get pulled into
What's
her
name in the character?
Pulled
what's
into her.
What's your name in the movie?
I most definitely do not know.
What was your name?
Will. Will. That's Will. Right.
Oh, you don't know this. We actually read for the same part.
Yep.
Both. Of oh us. Yeah. No, I think I did know that. I think actually the director told me
oh,
that.
We did terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible. So
wait. First of all, did the two of you do it at the same time? Because that might have been why you didn't get it.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah. I know some like Mary Kate and Ashley.
You were
like
both just reading it at the same time.
Yeah.
We only do dual part. Yeah. We do everything together.
I was terrible.
I was terrible too.
I was just like Hey, gang! Like, where's the party at?
Yeah,
like,
right. It got to the point where they're just like, you can do something else if you want. It's just like, all right.
You were like Tintenwins.
Yeah.
That's called a callback. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know about my craft. Yeah.
Are you?
Yes, and.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. That movie is one of the craziest movies ever because that cast is literally insane. Also, Dustin Diamond said on set that he does 1,000 push-ups every morning.
It shows.
Yeah, no, I know. He has a gorgeous body. He basically looks like Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Adam Levine.
I'm almost 100% sure it's Levine. I just feel
if retweet if it's Levine.
Yeah.
Fave if it's Levine.
Okay. I hate Jewish parody music. I don't want that to be forgotten in all this. Mm. I know we can get to other fun stuff, but like.
Sure.
I can't get over it.
Well, just remember,
what's your favorite?
Jeff invented the term Joof.
Joof.
So, like, if you see that anywhere.
Right. I haven't known what to call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I keep being like, I hate this schlocky Jewish parody music of hip hop.
That's so, like, wonky and, like.
No, it's long and thoughty. You have managed to put it all.
Yeah.
These are the things that, you know, that I'm known for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. These are on your CV.
Yeah.
Fun, proficient in Microsoft Excel, and shortening words into more.
I'm so good at shortening words.
You really are. You really,
word shortening.
You really are very good at it.
Yeah.
No, so I'm now in, this is like a big movie. Like, I think that movie was great. I had a great time, but I think like Craft Services had like one Activia for everyone for the whole cast.
Yeah.
And was like, Jamie Lee there?
No scones.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No scones. No Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah. No. She does endorse the Duty Yogurt. That's right.
Wait, who are your weirdest celebrity like commenters / followers / new fans?
Well, I'm only going to refer to them by first name because that's how celebrities call it. So you're going to have to know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can clarify if
Emma.
You want.
Yeah.
Emma.
Guess.
Right. Emma. Mm-hmm. Brooke.
Shield.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Burns. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there another Brooke? Yeah. Lynn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know.
Oh, Brooke Lopez.
Brooke Lopez is a huge fan of mine. That would be
He is a huge fan. He's a very tall guy.
Juliet.
Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, she's also in the movie with Emma and Dave.
Oh.
She's in that movie also.
By the way, so Cameron, so Virgin Mega is this thing, right? And it's an offshoot of Virgin, like the Richard Branson thing.
Right.
And he, like that company, who knows what they do, like Virgin Mega, but
yeah,
they...
Yeah, it's like a marketing company.
Yeah, but I don't know what the end goal is.
Doesn't
but
matter.
They but send they, us clothing that yeah. has to do with like the NBA All-Star Game, or they send us like a...
Wait, you mean like swag?
Yeah.
You got free swag.
Yeah, but it's like... But why...
As
yeah.
we celebrities all call it, it's just another day.
Just stuff.
Right. It's called Wednesday.
So they sent us, they were like, we're going to do this thing with Cameron. He doesn't know about it yet. It's going to be a cereal box and a t-shirt in him, and we're going to put him in bodegas with $100 in there.
Right.
And so.
This happened recently.
And then Cameron got on board, and then they were like, okay, great. If you guys could put up like some of the first pictures, it'd be awesome, like sort of seating. And so we did. And we did one picture with Jeff in, we did one picture of me in the apartment, one picture of Jeff at our grocery store across the street.
Right.
And so
I put it up. I think you liked it, and then immediately, like all these white girls, just like loved it.
Right.
Yeah. And then Cameron reposted it
on his
Cameron
Instagram.
Then followed me on Instagram, and we know Cameron, but like Cameron then texted Eric
to be like, "Hey, I want to get." Texted me and said, "Hey, I want to get Jeff in this video that I'm shooting."
Right.
Hey, what's up, E? Yeah, I want to shoot this video starring Jeff. I'm like, great, I've become Jeff's agent. This is wonderful.
But, and they said, cool, I'm going to hit you. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he would call.
I'm going to hit you in a couple hours.
And then he never called.
No. But that's how he does.
Yeah.
That's how he does.
So rude. Actually, you have his number. Can we send him one of those pictures that I sent
no.
to you?
No.
Why?
Because no. we don't want to ruin this relationship. We don't want to Janine Garofalo him.
Wait, hold on. Can I send him one of those pictures right now, but he won't know that it's from me? Oh, come on, you guys.
Which picture?
You guys.
No, Eric.
No, you can.
No. You have not seen these pictures.
I can't do
this. No, you're also, by the way, the thing about
I'm
that.
I'm protecting Cameron.
No, I can't do this.
Cameron's delicate eyes.
He doesn't know my number.
I know. That's all the worst. He'll change it, and then we'll never hear from him again.
Oh, my God. What if I told you I had a direct line to him, and I promise you I can get his new contact info? Because I don't. But I can, maybe could.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. So I can't send him a weird...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's fine.
No, just keep sending them to me, and then I'll pass them along.
You'll forward them along to Cameron Giles? Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really... Funk Master Flex Night.
Yeah. That's when the real funk begins. Hard to get a ticket to Funk Master Flex Night.
Yeah, hard to get a ticket. So, okay, fine. You guys are soft. That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I get it. I don't get it, but I get it. But at the same time, I don't
Wait,
get
but
it.
Who have you sent one to that we would know?
Okay, so actually, this is a great story. I got Tyson Beckford's number. Okay, so sometimes I'll get these like celebrity numbers, right?
Like Janine Garofalo.
But see, in the new iteration of me, the more mature me,
the
very mature me. Mm. I instead of putting their number up on social media because now I am a celeb and I would never want that done to me. Because
never,
I know. Ugh, like it's a total
invade. It's so gauche.
It's so gauche. So it's soche. Yeah. See, I did the thing with the word.
Oh my God,
that's right. Gaucho media. We're gonna table that. We're gonna form a business tonight. Let's get some coke.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's get some coke. We're not leaving here till we start a business. So now what I do is instead of putting their numbers up on social media, I just basically start texting them. Like people. So now people know that I'm a guy who does this.
Sure.
So like some like Jew I know, who works at like CAA, will hit me up and be like, he'll be like Jew. It's like late at night. It's like,
wait, he calls you Jew?
Yeah.
Just like your doorman.
It still feels like Chink's Drugs. Like it's just like there's Jew. No good way.
So he'll like text me. And he'll be like, yo, dog, like. Like, here's, like, here's, like, fucking whoever's number. Here's Taylor Swift's number. Here's T. Swift's number. Like, you didn't get it from me. Like, fade out. So now I have her number, but, like, he doesn't want it to come back to him.
Sure. Right.
So, but now instead of putting their numbers on social media, I send them these horrendous photos and never reveal my identity.
Really? That's a good bit.
Right. It's good.
Yeah.
So I start them off, like, relatively easy. It'll be, like, Shrek getting his dick sucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, like, some stuff where you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. Or, like, a woman doing, like, a handstand on a guy's boner.
Right.
Like, how could he support her? Shit where you're like, oh my God, this is so weird.
Wait, and how can he support her?
Yeah, like on
like
his
physically,
boner.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking not like emotionally.
You're so Jewish. So, so basically, most of them, most of their tactics, like generally, the tactic is to not respond,
yeah,
and to be like, this has to be a wrong number, like somebody clearly, it's right. just confusion,
yeah.
slash this never happened. I'm right. just gonna like imagine that this didn't happen,
right?
Sure.
Sometimes after like a couple times, mm-hmm. they'll be like, what the fuck, like you have the wrong number, you know what I mean, or like something like, but sometimes. Like in the case of Tyson Beckford, or just Tyson,
mm-hmm.
they will. So I started sending him like these fucked up photos, and every time I send him one, he just writes back, "lol." Right? So he's writing "lol." So then I start stepping it up, and it's like a guy like putting his entire foot in a woman's vagina. Like,
oh, I got that one.
You got that one. Yeah. Totally. Like things shooting out of assholes. And every time I send him one, he just writes back like, "LMAO, brah." Like, yo, you crazy.
Wait.
He's never like, who is this?
Wait.
Or like, why are you? He's just like, I'm dying right now. These are nuts.
Wait, I tell you my one Tyson Beckford story.
Mm-hmm.
Eric and I went to a big boy listening party.
But I'm going to be you, by the way.
Okay.
You're sure. me now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling like a cool, fun story.
Here we go.
I'm you. Okay.
So Eric and I mm-hmm. are at this listening party.
Oh, my God. How I talk.
Yeah, just like that.
Okay, just like that. Such a good man.
Improv.
So we go.
I'm like a Russian club owner.
Yeah.
So we go to the what? I'm a Ukrainian ecstasy mate. Like
my wife. Yeah. That's you. You always do old Borat.
Yes, know? I do. Yeah, no, that's my thing. Like at a dinner party. No, I do a lot of Austin Powers too. Like I'll go to a dinner party, like an influencer dinner, and people be like, "Oh shit,
have you been to influencer dinners?"
I went to one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Was it that like the famous one or whatever that
I don't
like,
think so.
Okay.
I just was for like a headphone company.
Okay.
So people are like talking to me, being like, "Yo, Fat Chew, what up, man? We should build fam, like this and that." You know what I mean? Like people are like, "Oh, this is like he's." I assume that he would be like kind of cool. Like
right.
I think they're giving me the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Right.
And I just came through on some like, so straight up like, "Yeah, baby." Like yo, people were talking to me. I was on some like, "Honey, baby, like behave." People are like, "This dude is so whack." He came through with the Austin
kills.
It does.
Yeah.
Every time you use the Barat voice, people love it.
Barat?
Yeah, is it not Barat?
Cinnabon?
What? Is it not Borat?
10-10 wins.
Oh, it's
Borat. Borat. Did you see the movie?
Borat. Yeah. I'm saying the same thing you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Borat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuni and Nuni.
Yeah.
Did you... So did you leave with the SMS headphones?
It was We Essay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, totally.
Was it We Essay?
It was We Essay.
Wait, so...
Oh, so you were at a premiere, right? Is that what I'm...
We were at a listening party for Big Boy.
For Big Boy.
Yeah. Right. And it was at Studio Downtown. And we're waiting to get into like the live room where he's like... Where he is. And Tyson Beckford comes out with two girls and goes, "I'm going to go smoke some weed." And then goes into the bathroom.
No way.
We're like,
that
right.
was
it.
My favorite run-in with Fat Jew was we were at, there was this, Heineken has this series where they have,
oh my God.
Where they have like artists performing in spaces that you never would think they were performing.
Super secret.
So yeah, super secret. We saw like Earl Sweatshirt in like a Lower East Side car garage, right? We saw Travis Scott in a bank.
Right. Solange did like a hair salon thing.
T.I. played at the DMV.
There you
Remember
go.
That?
There you go.
Yeah.
Big, yeah.
That was
yeah.
the thing.
You
yeah.
know how Heineken
yeah.
does.
Oh, you weren't there?
No.
Yeah, it was super secret.
Yeah.
I was the only person there.
Uh-oh.
It was me and Tip. Yeah. Totally.
I think it's pronounced type.
It's type. Yes, that's right. Okay.
So Kanye did one at this bank, or it's a former bank. Now it's a big event space down in Brooklyn. And Fat Jew is eating Grey Poupon with a fork. Straight up.
It's actually not bad.
Straight up.
This will give you an ulcer, huh?
All right,
keep going. So we go to the super secret show.
So Jeff and I are standing online. It's raining. There it is. There it is. How's that taste?
It's all up in my...
Yep.
It's all up in the nostril. Yeah,
it's a palate cleanser.
Woo!
Yeah,
it really is.
Oh, just wait for the next course.
Oh, there's another course.
We got you. Oh yeah,
Hamantaschen.
No, we got you dessert.
Oh my God!
Now you get to pick what we all have.
Wait, what? Okay,
okay, okay. Yeah, but you have to bring them out and describe.
There has to be reason for them. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So the first one is vanilla topping.
No.
Second
okay.
one is a chocolate topping.
And the third?
And the third one from Dunkin' Donuts is the Mother's Day option.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one I pulled at first.
So,
yes.
Bladow.
Because that Jew is a...
So, Spladow, Rosenthal. It's too bad we didn't go to camp together.
I know.
Wait, I want to hear about your camp.
No, hold on, wait.
Oh, you're right.
So,
oh, right.
We're outside.
Story.
We're outside this thing.
It tastes like my... I'm sponsoring my mom, fucking famed children's author Shel Silverstein.
Now, by the way, one time there was a story on the Upper West Side blog that we read. This is my Debbie Downer thing.
Oh, God. This is like... My God. Okay. Yeah.
After we all peaked on Molly.
There were rats in a Dunkin' Donuts in the city.
This would be a killer podcast. Where you're just like, you're just upset?
Yeah, it's
called An Upset Jewish Guy. Mm-hmm. You're going, here's the thing. There was a Dunkin' Donuts that had a rat in it. And none of the stories are like that crazy.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we're in a bank.
No, so we're outside the bank. It's pouring rain. Everyone's out there waiting online, and the line is just taking forever for the stupid Heineken event that we're going to go see Kanye perform songs.
By the way, we're not on the line.
No. We were online.
I'm not on the line.
And we ran into Fat Jew in a subway awning. Wearing a, I'm pretty sure it was Rasheed Wallace Bullets jersey.
That's right. Form fitting.
Mm-hmm. Which at one point I believe you took off and put around your neck.
I did.
Yeah.
Sort of like a scarf.
That
pashmina.
Sounds like you, right? Yeah.
Right.
And I think Ben Lyons met up with you, and then you guys skipped the line.
That's right.
Ben Lyons would not talk to us.
No.
Now he's a friend of ours. Yeah. Back then.
Well, right. Exactly. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes are all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot. See, in that situation, you're Mike Jones.
Yep. Yeah.
And Ben Lyons is hoes.
You know what's great?
The video of Ben rapping that.
Great is one way to put it. Yeah, right.
Fat Jew left his phone right here, and I just looked at it as it's ringing. And it definitely says someone's first name that I can't pronounce. And last name is accountant.
No, that's my accountant. Okay,
it's a great rap name.
So his name's LaShawn? Okay, so you ready for this? I can't believe he just called because I was going to bring him up earlier. We were talking about the Barclays Center. He's my accountant, and he wears like Michael Irvin, Steve Harvey suits with like 20 buttons. Like, I initially kind of hired him as a joke. Like, we went to Benihana, and he was like, oh, I'm an accountant. And I was like, you're hired. And then, so I should probably fire him now because like I have some money. But before
you're fire him on air, the baby.
I should fire him on air. No, because he owes me some money. But so I can't really fire him right now. But here's the thing. He's like, I need to meet with you because I want to go over to like a financial whatever. And he's like, yeah, all right, meet me at Barclays. And I'm like, okay. Apparently, he has season tickets to the Nets and takes all his meetings in the lounge, you know, with like where you can like eat like shrimp cocktail before the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he never goes into the games. He just rolls emails and takes meetings in that lounge.
That is the most baller thing I've ever
of
heard.
Of all time.
That is the best accountant. I want him to be my accountant.
Yeah. Hire him right now on the air. Hire him right now on the air. I swear to God.
LaShawn. You don't know LaShawn's last name?
No, I don't.
Accountant.
It's accountant. He's from the accountant. Family. He cannot physically call me at an hour that isn't inappropriate. If I call him at 3 o'clock,
did
I have
he know that you were on a podcast?
He can't call. No, it's rude. It's also 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to be like, you know.
Yeah. This would be an entirely inappropriate time to invite someone into a conversation to hang out.
Yo, what if it was really urgent,
by the way? Yeah.
Right.
What if this call is like, hey, there's a tax lien against you?
Also, I send him the photos. He's on the fucked up photo list, and I don't know what he thinks. I sent him a picture today of a woman shooting miniature basketballs out of her asshole.
Maybe that's what he's calling about.
He's just responding via phone. Oh, man. Memes, right?
Wait, yep. How do people respond to that?
Bay.
Besides Tyson Beckford.
Bay on fleek, YOLO swag, right? That's what kids say, right?
Yo, wait, that was so lit right there.
Yeah, so lit. That was so lit how on swag YOLO Bay was. Because you know when Bay goes to get the aux cord, and then it's like, fuck me up, bruh. And then I'm like, I'm crying. And then it's like, gal.
Yo, it's almost like someone just like poured water on a robot.
It's like a weird Instagram Twitter. Like a weird.
Eddie Ruxman.
Be like, oh my God. It's like the black Twitter doll.
Yeah.
I just like to quote the great Tyson Beckford and say, LOL.
LMAO, bro. So lit. Oh, actually, I actually have a big piece of news. Because like all this other like stuff, you know, like whatever. I am going to be on Empire.
Are you really?
Yes.
Stop.
What?
As a DJ at Leviticus. I don't know if you watch Empire, but Leviticus is the club that Lucius Lyon owns. Yeah, and I'm the DJ.
Okay.
Wow, there's a lot of alliteration in it.
Totally.
Wait, how did that come to be?
It's just, it happened.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, these agents, things, it was through CAA, WME, UTA.
Yeah.
I'm at every agency. Yeah, totally. Oh, also, actually.
You don't have meetings, you take meetings.
I take meetings.
Yeah.
Should we call LaShawn right now? Oh, actually, you know what? One thing I need to plug. I have a rosé coming out.
Stop.
I really do. I'll show you.
Ricky Rosé?
Comes out next week. It's called...
imagine you called it that, by the way.
If I called it Ricky Rosé, that would actually be hot.
He would, yo, but he wouldn't like that.
No.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's called White Girl.
Wow.
Yeah, it comes out next week. Yeah, White Girl Rosé.
I'm going to guess that your followers are going to love it.
This is so us. How us is this? And it's actually
the fat Jewish.
It's free range, macrobiotic, fair trade, grass fed, conflict free, cage free, low carb, gluten free, and most of all, so
basic.
So us.
Oh,
it says it on the bottle.
It does. Yeah. It holler a fat Jew.
It says it on the bottle because actually, Rosé. Oh, LaShawn sent me. Oh, look.
Yeah,
he sent you.
I sent her the basketball asshole, and then he wrote, "Josh hit you, but we'll hit you back tomorrow a.m."
Oh, because he doesn't want you to call it odd hours.
Right, yeah. right. But he also didn't.
I see you, LaShawn.
Yeah, but he also didn't respond to the basketball flying out of the asshole. Yeah.
Wait, those are two consecutive texts.
Yes. Yeah. I sent him the basketball, the asshole, and then he just wrote, I'll call you back in the a.m. Because at this point, I think he's numb to the.
Sure.
To the
right. Yeah.
The other thing.
You know what else is numb?
Hmm.
That girl's asshole.
Woo! Yeah. Whoa!
I'm Eric.
Wait, we're ending now?
Yeah.
I never want to end this.
No.
We have to end this. There has to be an end.
Let's take more Molly. Guys, let's stay up all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black and Jewish. Black. Let's just do a medley of all of them. Like, what if we all start doing it at the same time?
My Jewish face.
Oh, my God. Because I'm a chubby spinning on my dreidel, riding through a Jewish neighborhood, eating us some matzah. Yeah.
If it ain't about the matzah.
Oh, my God. Wait, what is that?
No.
If it ain't about the matzah. So you can write them right now.
Yeah.
You can make them up on the spot.
But like the thing is that it's all the same shit. Like it's every single one is matzah,
dreidels,
we don't do that many things. But that's the thing. Why don't we talk about the real things that we do?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we puppeteer the media. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And like win all the Pulitzers. You know what I mean? Like we're the Illuminati that controls the World Banks. Like, we don't talk about killer
shit.
What
it's not very catchy.
What rhymes with... Guys, what rhymes with Ponzi scheme?
Hey, guys, what rhymes with Madoff? Yeah, like, what?
Actually, didn't Jay rhyme something with Madoff?
Yeah.
What did he say? Oh, to Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Oh, you call him Jay.
Sean.
That's right.
I just call him S-Dot.
Right, because you guys are friends. Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
If S-Dot invited you over to watch State Property 2 at his
who's
house.
S-Dot?
Yeah, Sean Carter. Let's say he was down in Tribeca right next to De Niro.
One more
and
time.
He invited you over to watch State Property 2 at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Are those lyrics from Jewish State of Mind?
Oh my God, is Jewish State of Mind a song?
Yes.
Which, how does that go? Oh no. Can we outro on that?
Yeah, we can outro on that.
But Israel. By the way,
one more time. Jay would never show anything having to do with Beanie or State Property or anything.
That's true.
See, now who's coming with facts?
Mickey Facts.
Mickey Facts.
Yeah.
You guys?
He didn't sign to Roc Nation.
Truth.
It all comes together.
Right.
I dare you to sing along. Not I dare you. I want you to.
You're like, you have to.
Yeah,
it's part of the...
What's...
Oh, no, he grew chaos in the video.
Yeah, Jew-Z.
No matter the time of day, no matter the weather, I'd have it no other way. I'll be Jew forever. No, I ain't a rabbi, but I rock a yarmulke. And every December, that's when I celebrate Hanukkah.
No, don't you dare turn it off.
Yeah, turn off.
By the way, he said Hanukkah's the bombest.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he said Hamas?
As we all dance the Hora, I eat that pastrami on a roll of rye bread. You can tell I'm Jewish by the dark hair up on my head. I drink Manischewitz wine like it ain't
dark hair on my head.
Before I take a sip of Rapari HaGuffin, and before I walk through front doors, I check if I see a mezuzah, I give it a little kiss. Yeah, I keep it kosher.
I can hear all of our listeners tuning out.
That I most definitely only eat pork.
Okay, so I know that we're like making fun of this, but I actually like that version better.
Stop it. Some of the lyrics are really weird. He said, "When I see a mezuzah, I give it a little kiss." What? Also, I like his normal ass delivery. He came with no energy. He said, and I eat a challah, and I went to serve
potato Kurdish. Then we eat a filter fish.
Yeah. Oh, this makes me not want to ever be Jewish ever again.
Or a rapper.
Yeah. Right.
Just ruins everything.
Yeah, you guys are fucked. I got out of the game. You guys are so fucked.
Man.
Oh, man. This was like, honestly, this was really nice.
Yeah. I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Improv.
The whole entire time. I know this guy.
Yeah. I'm Sally Fields, and you're listening to This Is a Total Waste of Time with Jeff and Eric, but not the third brother who's...